An international advisory panel said yesterday that Sri Lanka's government lacks the will to properly investigate alleged human rights abuses committed during a surge in fighting between the military and Tamil rebels in the island's north. The International Independent Group of Eminent Persons, in a final report, said their critiques and suggestions had been largely disregarded. Meanwhile, the New York-based rights group Watchlist on Children and Armed Conflict said that battles in Sri Lanka have turned into a war against civilians and that children are suffering the most. We spoke to Archbishop of Colombo, Oswald Gomez, about this issue.
They have been forcing every family to give one person, boy or girl, and if they don't have, at least the husband or wife must come. And they'll take as much as possible. That is well known. Almost from the beginning. They give the famous excuse that they come on their own voluntarily and we have to send them back. That's, of course, anybody knows what the truth is. It becomes a torture and a nightmare for the parents. If they have two or three children, whom are they going to choose and send for murder? Even the very small ones to do their domestic work, meaning in the camps. But I know this for sure because it has been told us by so many people. And in fact, the Bishop of Manna organized a protest against it.